The owners of many flood-ravaged properties are still waiting for insurance companies to tally up the damage, with some moving house to house to stretch their temporary accommodation allowance as far as possible. Nearly 300 people have so far asked the government's claims resolution service to help them with insurance claims related to the Auckland anniversary flooding and Cyclone Gabrielle. But that's expected to balloon to 3,500 before the year is out. Amy Williams has the story.
It's taken over a month for Raipuia Brightwell and her husband to clean the silt from their Gisborne house, dispose of belongings and remove the black mould that set in after the floodwaters receded.
We've worked very hard because getting rid of that silt was kind of having glue, trying to get glue out of the walls and clothes and everything.
It cost them $28,000 to remove silt from their lawn, which they've re-sown. But the house, nestled by the river, is expected to be a write-off. The yellow-stickered property has been assessed by their insurer, but they have yet to hear back.
We're hoping to come home as soon as possible. We just can't be going from house to house. We've been staying with people who were really, really great in helping us, but you can only live with other people for so long. You just want to come home. And the holdup at the moment is insurance.
They hope to rebuild nearer the road, where floodwaters didn't reach. Raipuia Brightwell was told to call the insurer if they don't hear back within a fortnight, but she says call wait times are close to 2 hours. The government's claims resolution service is helping people navigate insurance claims, providing advice and, in some instances, case managing on behalf of homeowners. Its director, Darren Wright, says they're hearing from people who cannot get hold of their insurers.
We're certainly getting a flow of people who are coming in saying that they are struggling to get hold of their insurer, struggling to get their insurer to come back to them. But look, this is a really major event. We know that insurers are certainly gearing up and some of them bringing people in from Australia to try and support.
Most requests for help are from homeowners with red and yellow stickered properties. Darren Wright says most just need the right information, while a total of 24 are being case managed.
They tend to be people who might be struggling more with how the whole process works, maybe more vulnerable in certain ways, and you know, certainly some people who might be a bit older and need a bit more support. Even some people we've had in who were struggling with trying to lodge their claim.
As for how long it'll take for insurance claims to settle, he says that's hard to say. Wellington lawyer Emma Gabor completed her doctoral thesis in insurance law relating to natural disasters. She says there'll be big lags for settling some significant claims due to delays getting expert engineering reports.
We are likely to see a lag. I've just attended a seminar where one larger insurer said that at the moment they are anticipating that it will take between 8 months to 12 months for reports to come through. So that's the kind of time frame they're looking at.
For those like Raipuia Brightwell, the waiting game is getting harder.
It's just not knowing, and it makes us more anxious by the day.
The Claims Resolution Service will visit Auckland and Hawke's Bay to meet with homeowners in coming weeks.